In America, the southwestern states are suffering from a water shortage. Arizona and California are particularly hard hit as they now enter the 24th consecutive year of drought conditions. Seven southwestern states rely on water from the Colorado River. But as these states have grown rapidly in both population and agricultural output, the demands on the river basin have grown as well. Global warming has meant that the snowmelt that replenished the river each spring now simply evaporates. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan reports from Lake Powell on the Utah-Arizona border.
Under the timeless gaze of Navajo Mountain, the dark blue waters of Lake Powell's serpentine form coils its way through the arid redness of Utah and Arizona until it runs into the massed concrete wall of the Glen Canyon Dam.
I was a little kid the first time we were here when they were building that dam. My father just... he loved this country down here, and he would come and we would watch the dam being built.
We met Jolene Sharratt on a clifftop overlooking the lake and the dam that created it half a century ago by throwing a barrage across the mighty Colorado River.
We took the last river trip down the Colorado River before they closed it off.
Except the river's not so mighty anymore.
It's just shocking to see how low the water is. It really is.
In Phoenix, Arizona, one of the fastest growing big cities in America, the fate of Lake Powell and the rest of the Colorado River Basin system is of existential concern.
In 100 years of the Colorado Compact, where seven states agreed to share water in the Colorado River, this is the worst it's ever been.
Sarah Porter heads the Kyle Center for Water Policy at Arizona State University.
We're in a perilous place right now because water levels are so low in the two big reservoirs that hold water for California, Arizona, Southern Nevada, and Mexico. Those water levels are so low that we're approaching Deadpool, which is the point at which water can't be delivered off the reservoir.
And what's going to happen then?
Potentially, Deadpool in Lake Powell could mean just a trickle of water running through the Grand Canyon. So catastrophic consequences primarily for agriculture in California and Arizona.
A trickle of water through the Grand Canyon and then into Lake Mead, the other big reservoir here, held in place by the Hoover Dam. It's also at record low levels. The water going in can't keep up with the demand for water going out.
The population is growing big time, okay? Everybody's moving to the southwest, using more water for their pools and their lawns and just to live, and that's taking a lot of water out of this basin here.
Gareth Wilson lives well upstream in Colorado, where the river starts out. He thinks climate change is a problem too.
Winter's just not as long and not as wet. I think that's the bottom line.
No snow, no river, no river, no water for the Hoover Dam and Glen Canyon Dam to make hydroelectric power, the cleanest, greenest form of energy, to keep the lights on in Las Vegas and other cities.
The most immediate imperative is that we leave more water in the system to allow those reservoirs to recover and get out of this zone, this danger zone, where we're looking at no hydropower production or reaching Deadpool and no water coming off the systems.
Further into Utah, at a place called Lone Rock Beach, we met Mike Chamberlain, who's retired from the Weather Service. He was camped out in a trailer home on a rocky shore that just a few years ago was underwater.
Well, if you talk to scientists, one of the things is they talk about is climate change. The climate change indicates that the desert southwest will become hotter and drier. And if that's the case, and that's what we're seeing. I mean, this is another La Nina year. La Nina years are typically not good snowpack years. You know, we're not getting the water to fill the reservoirs. And like I say, there's an allocation that has to be met. So much water has to go down the river.
There's a treaty.
There is a treaty. There is an agreement in place. But if there's no water, that's it.
Well, that's the thing that people are grappling with right now. Somebody, somewhere, they're going to have to say, you know, we're not going to use as much water.
Arizona has had its water allocation cut by 1/5 for the coming year, something that will hit agriculture hard. Lone Rock itself, normally an island, is now a tower of stone in a desert, like the scenery in a John Ford Western. not the kayaking location in the tourist brochures of just a few years ago. A high water mark 173 feet, 53 metres above the scrub-covered desert, shows just how far the water level has dropped.
And that was our Washington correspondent, Sean Whelan, reporting at 29 minutes past seven.